And relationships. I am your hostess with the mostest, Jasmine George. I've got a master's degree in counseling and a PhD in the love of sports, baby. Cheekbones and charm, Jazzy Fizzle on the ones and twos.
Hi, I'm Diana Taurasi, the Phoenix Mercury, and I love listening to the Female Feel Guide.
Hi, my name is Luke Robitaille from the LA Kings, and I love listening to Female Field Guide.
Hey, this is Jason Wright, 7-year NFL veteran. Love listening to Female Field Guide. Jazz, you got it going on.
I mean, there's such a huge relational gap with men and women when it comes to sports. When you listen to me, ladies, I want to bridge that gap. If you can have a meaningful conversation with the sports fans in your life, my job is done.
Number one radio talk show, Female Field Guide.
You're listening to Female Field Guide with Jasmine George. Broadcasting live from the Mahogany Lounge.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It's Sunday night and you're here with me, Blog Talk Radio, Female Field Guide, a woman's cheat sheet of sports, athletics, entertainment, and relationships. Thank you so much for tuning in. 8 p.m., baby. No other place you'd rather be than with me to FFG. A woman's cheat sheet of sports, athletics, and relationships. Ladies, I truly want to get you right. And fellas, I love you too. Learn, laugh, and love the game. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's cold. It's raining over here on the West Coast. But I'll warm your heart with the rich information that I'm about to bestow upon you. Thank you for all the first-time listeners. I appreciate your love and support. For all those that are wondering, who is this broad that's got her own show? Well, I'm a player. I'm a coach, and I'm a woman who loves the game. And ladies, I truly want to get you right. Bridging the gap between men and women, sports fans and non-sports fans, and I hope that you enjoy yourself. We have got a fantastic show. But before we get into all the deets with that, you can contact me in a plethora of ways. Facebook.com/FemaleFieldGuide. You can follow me on Twitter, @FemaleFieldGuide. Leave the E off of guide. I do not know why, but that's what the Twitter man says. I have got a Tumblr, FemaleFieldGuide.tumblr.com. Shout out to my intern, Ashley. The Tumblr looks absolutely fantastic. And, of course, YouTube. You can catch all the videos. Fantastic. It looks amazing. All my interviews and also the game time episodes. What are you talking about, Jazz? We'll get there in a minute. We'll absolutely get there in a minute. If you have any questions, comments, you want to learn more about the show, you want to learn more about past guests, you can go ahead and contact me at info@femalefieldguide.com. Questions, comments, anything you like. And did you know that I have a pocket website for your mobile phone? Jazz, what are you talking about? Well, everyone's on their phone these days. So why not make a website specifically for your cell phone? Femalefieldguide.mobi. M-O-B-I. You go there, you can catch on all my apps. You got the Facebook, you got the YouTube videos, all at your fingertips. Ladies and gents, did you know that I am the first Blog Talk Radio host to have their own app? Shout out to Zenforce Media for putting that together, designing such a dope app. You can go ahead and go to your Android marketplace and your iPhone store, iTunes store, download a free app for your iPhone, iPad, etc. While you're there at the iTunes store, you can go ahead and go to the podcast. You can download any of my past shows. Subscribe to them so you'll never miss a beat. And then go ahead and come back to Blog Talk Radio. And you can set reminders for the show 5, 10, or 15 minutes before the show via text, cell phone, whatever you like. It's amazing. Who am I, ladies and gentlemen? I'm also a sports writer and editor, very proud to be a part of the team. Prominence Magazine. You can go ahead and catch the holiday issue. It's fantastic. It's really dope. ProminenceMagazine.com. I've got a cool little piece on the NBA and this crazy lockout. You can catch some of my holiday pieces on the Diamond Bar Patch newspaper, diamondbar.patch.com. I'll be doing some guest writing there, ladies and gents. You can also call me Professor, baby. I'm a professor of sports psychology and ethnic, cultural, and gender issues in sports. And last but not least, which I'm super excited to represent, I am one of the sports anchors for a new show called Game Time, covering high school prep sports in the Inland Empire and more. Fantastic show. You can catch my episodes on iemediagroup.tv. Shout out to Jimmy Navarre, my fantastic producers. TheBomb.com. Well, we've got a pretty cool show. You know, just like I've got a pocket website, I've got a pocket show tonight. It's Sunday, it's cold, so we're going to hit you with the real quick. A jam-packed, super-sized sports and entertainment spin featuring comedian, actor, writer, etc. Jaren George, he'll be calling in as my guest co-host. Will be breaking down quite a few stories in sports and entertainment. You know, like I always say, it's so fluid. Such a beautiful marriage between sports and entertainment. It's fantastic. So stay tuned, ladies and gents. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to hop right back with the Female Field Guide. Thank you guys for stopping by.
You're listening to the Female Field Guide with Jasmine George.
You go, girl. I mean, there's such a huge relational gap with men and women when it comes to sports. Because I want to bridge that gap. If you can have a meaningful conversation with the sports fans in your life, my job is done. I mean, there's a disconnect from the womb, especially with football. The men in our life learn about the X's and O's when they're little guys. They have Pop Warner. They have Madden. And what do we have? Nothing. Ladies, I truly want to get you right. Learn, laugh, and love the game.
You're listening to the Female Field Guide with Jasmine.
Welcome back, ladies and gents. Crazy week this week. This weather has been outrageous. But you know what? They said it's going to rain for like 3 or 4 days. So I'm going to come with it. Wednesday's show. Thank you all for listening. We had a pretty cool amount. Tune in. Midday, you're getting off work. We're going to have our new Female Field Guide Hump Day Happenings midweek show. There's some crazy injury reports. And ladies and gents, I want you to, you know, stay on top of it with your fantasy football rosters. Also, our new segment called That a Boy. There's so many accomplishments and there's so many amazing things that are taking place in sports and entertainment. Why not make a segment representing those gals and guys called That a Boy? So be on the lookout for that. And of course, any type of, you know, headlines. Breaking news is taking place in the midweek, 5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. It's absolutely fantastic. Before we get into our sports and entertainment spin, talk about the NFL. Yowza. Are we serious on, like, week 11? Be on the lookout for my Female Field Guide video. I will be picking the pigskin turkey gobble gobble game. There's actually 3 games, ladies, on Thanksgiving. Now listen, be sure to tune in to my YouTube page on Wednesday. I'll have a video and I'll be posting my picks for the 3 games. First game will be Green Bay Packers and Detroit Lions, Miami Dolphins and the Dallas Cowboys, and the San Francisco 49ers, as well as the Baltimore Ravens facing each other. It's going to be good. Make sure you check out youtube.com/femalefieldguide, and I'll be able to break down those 3 games. Now, ladies, make sure, get the fellas in your life. There's usually breaks in between the games, so go ahead and get those fellas. Hey, you know what? If you're going to help them cook, have them cook the night before, because you should be watching the game, too. That's my little rant about sports and relationships. Be sure to check the YouTube page. We break down those games. Well, like I always say about sports and entertainment, my sports and entertainment spin is really one of my favorite segments that I really try to have every single week. But there's been such great things that's been taking place with the NFL, updates with our Mika Minute, and, of course, our the crazy NBA lockout. We haven't had a sports and entertainment spin in a few shows. And then I said to myself, self, let's pack it in, man. Let's have a super-sized sports and entertainment spin. And you know what? That's what we're going to do today. So let's go ahead and hit it. Let me ask you guys a question. Did y'all hear
about that?
Uh-huh.
You know, it's fun to talk about sports and entertainment. It's a beautiful marriage, blended in a wonderful cocktail that I like to call. Did y'all hear about that? But you know what? Hey, I can talk about it by myself, but why not bring on some crazy, zany guy to give his comedic spin on sports and entertainment? And that's what we're doing now. I'd like to bring on the show my co-host for the night, Mr. Jerrance George, writer, actor, comedian, and brother to me and Jade, Jerrance George.
I mean, why talk about it by yourself? Why be by yourself? You're going to have a friend.
That's right, Jerrance.
That's all you got to do.
That's right. And listen, we have a great, you know, why? Why sit here and talk to myself? You don't have anyone listening. At least I know two people are listening, you and Mom.
At least you know there's two people here that hear one another.
So that's all you need in this world. How you been, bro, sis?
I've been good. I'm here in the lovely city of Sherman Oaks at the local Peasant, enjoying some cocktails with some good friends, and I'm having a good time. I broke away from my busy drinking schedule to come and join in on the show, so you're welcome.
Wow. Do you want an applause or something?
There you go. That's what I was looking for. Next time, be a little quicker with it.
You wanted me to give you an applause for walking away from your booze and
alcoholism.
Jack Daniels'
coke. Walking away from my alcoholism. Usually people
Precisely.
Get coins and pennies from walking away from alcoholism.
Well, you get to be my co-host for the entire show, Female Phil Guide. Now, that is a prize in itself. No, you don't think so?
I didn't hear what you said. What'd you say?
Listen, this is what we're going to do. We've got a lot to do. Let's go ahead and get into it.
Let's get to business, all right? Come on.
Here we go.
All about business.
Here we go. Now, I think I want to start with basketball. That's my sport. I love it. And there's been a lot of stuff that's been going down in the world of the NBA. Not only the lockout, but our beloved friend Shaquille O'Neal. According to Media Takeout, former NBA star Shaquille O'Neal has gotten married to his reality TV star, Nikki Hoops Alexander, and they did not sign a prenup. Now, before you give your take on this, Brosif, the name Hoops may sound familiar to those reality TV lovers. Myself is one of them. Hoops was given the nickname by the ever-so-handsome Flavor Flav because he played basketball. And that was her nickname. You know, Flav gave nicknames to all the girls, and her nickname was Hoops. She was also the winner the first season of Flavor of Love, so therefore there's a probability that she might have kissed him. Well, that's Shaq's boo now. They are married. Supposedly they went off and got married and didn't tell anyone, and they have no prenup. Brosif, what are your thoughts on that?
Listen, you guys have got to be careful of these girls trying to – I mean, it's going to be interesting to see within the next few – what do you give them, months – to see if something happens, if irreconcilable differences kick in all of a sudden, and if it doesn't work out. You know, I don't know anything about Hoops, but it seems like she's giving it all she's got. She's climbing, she's mountain climbing, she's doing everything she can. Because seeing those two together, I don't know.
Yeah.
It seems like somebody would be like, oh, look at that, that guy's taking his daughter out for a nice little spin.
For ice cream.
It looks like a guy with a doll, basically.
You know what?
You're
absolutely right. I believe Hoops is around 5'4", and Shaq is what? He's 7 feet. So
5'8", 11". Shaq is 8'11".
Yeah.
That's what it is. I checked it. I Googled it.
they reside in Boston. You know, that was the last team that wanted to take a chance on Shaq. Shout out to the Celtics.
But they stayed
there?
So
they have a house in Boston. Yeah, they reside. Well, you know, Shaq probably has like 15 houses, but they reside in Boston. And
so,
yes.
Okay. Well, I was going to say that those two walking around Boston, Massachusetts, has got to be exactly. That's a tourist just event right there. Like the Shaq and Hoops Monument in Boston, Massachusetts.
Yes, they have a house because they are, they've been in the talks to be shooting a reality show for a while, actually. Hoops, you know, she's a former basketball player, but she's also, I didn't tell you this because I wanted to leave some stuff live because I wanted to get your reaction. She is, looking to be a fitness guru, and she's looking to, like, make a movie or a video, like a fitness video, and so they're going to be following her and Shaq around as she, you know, puts that together in her life.
Awkward.
Of course she is. She's got plenty of no prenup money to play with.
Yeah.
She's about to be just fine, man. And this goes back to, I hope she's doing some things in the bedroom, because the girls with no skills and no real discernible talent getting famous for having sex with people with talent. It's like it's talent by sperm. I don't understand. Oh, I don't know. Just bring
back
Mantis, like I said the last time. Just bring back good shows like Mantis, and we'll be all right.
Listen, do you have stake or something? Or do you own stock in the production of that show? It's like the third time you brought that
up. I was a fan, and they didn't give it a chance. Anyway.
All right. Speaking of not giving a chance.
Black scientist. Okay.
We're going to keep it basketball. We're going to keep it Shaq, and we're going to keep it, well, I hope that he has not cheated on Hoop. But we all know that he cheated on Shawnee, who we love, who is the head honcho of Basketball Wise. In a video, he said that he was respectful when he stepped out on Shawnee. And I don't really know if cheating and respectful should even be hand-in-hand, but, I don't really know what to say about that. We're going to keep it,
Well, he was respectful if he didn't step on Shawnee as he left, so I'll take that.
Listen, moving on.
You like the little pun? Can I get a rim shot? Was that at least cute?
Moving on. Now, we're gonna keep it basketball, okay? Wow, 2012 is here, bro sis, all right? And what I love about our president is that he likes sports. And you know what? He's a lefty, but he's got a nice little jump shot. Well, of course there's going to be fundraisers popping all up around the United States because, you know, there's a lot of young people and a lot of people that want Obama to, you know, get in there another term and fix some things. Well, President Obama will have a basketball fundraiser called the Obama Classic Basketball Game. It's going to be taking place December 12th. It's a fundraiser for his next presidential campaign. Tickets range from $100 to $5,000. Now, the good thing is that there's actually some namesakes. There's some cats that are going to be in this game. It's not going to be just old-timers, but there's some retired people. I'll read you the active ones. Of course, my favorite, Ray Allen, okay?
Jesus Shuttlesworth.
Good job, Jaren.
Thanks.
Carmelo Anthony, Chris Bosh, Vince Carter, Tyson Chandler, Blake Griffin, Dwight Howard, Kevin Durant, okay, just to name a few. But there's some retired players that are going to be playing. And one of them is Patrick Ewing.
Who's what is it, Space Jam?
Reggie Miller, Alonzo Mourning, and Dikembe Mutombo. Now, there's going to be some WNBA players, which I'm all for. Retired Cheryl Miller. She's an analyst now with NBA and WNBA. And Tina Thompson, who is currently the reigning all-points leader when it comes to the WNBA. Brosis, what are your thoughts about the Obama Classic game?
Well, I think it's a great group of guys who are going to do a great job during the game.
Oh, Brosis.
No, it was wrong.
Cool,
I know,
man.
I was bad. No, it's not cool. But I heard it was sponsored by Icy Hot, so I think everybody's going to be all right. And
it's
I could join in there because, as you know, Jazz, I did attend Magic Johnson's basketball camp in 1989. I'll get my Diamond Bar Walnut trunks down there, and I'll I learned how to box out. I learned the fundamentals. I'm straight.
Listen, three-man weave. You remember that?
Three-man weave. Outlet. I learned that outlet.
Wow, good job. Now, speaking of three-man weave, of course, this is sports and entertainment. So I welcome the panel. I welcome the floor. Anybody that wants to call in and give their opinion, give their two cents in the world of sports and entertainment. And I am very excited to bring on another who we love and adore, who has been a female supporter since I don't know how long. And her name is Rhonda Hart. And
Ronnie.
She's
been
on.
So long. What's happening, Ronnie? How you doing?
Where is she? Oh,
I'm
no.
taking over now.
Well, all right, maybe she'll get back on. Maybe she'll get back on. Ron Digger, give us a call. I thought I saw your number.
Oh, that's awkward.
Yeah, I had a really good intro for her anyway, but technology. Now, I'm loving it because we got a lot of NBA stories. We still have a few more stories, Joseph.
All right.
Now,
that was my sport. Like I said, Magic Johnson, bring it on. Kurt Rambis was a special guest coach. Bring it on. He talked boxing out that day.
All right. Speaking of boxing out, Jay-Z boxed out all of the NBA players. He was at the GQ Man of the Year Awards last night, and he avoided all of the NBA players that were there. Carmelo Anthony, Blake Griffin, a lot of young players were there partying. Now, people ask, I thought Jay-Z was cool with a lot of the other ball players. He is. But because of the strike and because Jay-Z has part ownership of the New Jersey Nets, he cannot fraternize with the NBA players. So he had a special section, GQ, I don't know where the party was, but at some club, he had a special section. There were cats trying to talk to him, and he told the security, I can't talk to them. Don't let any of them through. Yowza.
Well, I have a couple opinions about that. One, I think anytime you talk about people having these type of problems in your show, you should call that segment Uptown Problems, because that's what that is. You're so rich, it creates an entire bracket. But I see this from both point of views. I see it from Jay-Z. He is kind of on that other side. And it's business. He doesn't want to, you know, really get into that. And the basketball players, they're adults. They understand the politics of the game. They know what's going on. But I see the basketball players' perspective, because it does hurt your feelings when somebody that you know kind of ignores you in a public place, you know. And even more, like, you ever tried to – have you ever waved real hard at somebody and they still didn't see you?
Yeah,
you know,
does your heart sound really stupid.
Exactly. That, except you hear it in your soul.
Oh, Brosis, I agree. Now, I'm loving it. You're giving me some great segues, because speaking of someone's soul being hurt, Kim Kardashian's old dude, Chris Humphries, I really feel that he, you know, he came up. He's jamming, because now he is the new spokesperson. He's a new spokesperson for Sector Watches. He definitely came up. He was in New York this week. He had a meeting set up with him. He's actually been asked to host different parties, just go to clubs and have his face and his body and everything on the flyers, and he gets thrown down a lot of cash. And now he is the spokesperson of Sector Watches. So, you know, Chris came up, I think.
I don't want to be negative. It seems like that was the agenda. He said, let me earn a little extra cash. The season's ending, and, you know, hey, the lockout's there. Let me get something cracking off. It's my job. I'm not going to say the company I'm worked for, but it is letter-based. Let me just leave it at that. But I've seen the episodes of the new season of The Kardashian, and I don't see the passion that I would have if I was on there with Kim. You know, I would love her for who she is. Her and all of her Armenian body parts would be there, and I would appreciate them.
Yeah. Have no fear. Have no fear, because you get to see her Armenian body parts on the Tyler Perry new movie, The Marriage Counselor. Were you aware of that?
I was aware of that, but I've all...
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was aware of it, but I was also aware that I was not going to watch it. But... But,
this
know,
is what's going on, bro. This is what's hot off the press, because I want to get your opinion on this. Now, she has been casted in the new movie from Tyler Perry to play The Marriage Counselor. I went to go see it with Mom and Nighty Reddy and Kim and Ashley, and it's a really good play. Ironically, she is actually playing The Marriage Counselor.
Awkward.
A lot of Tyler Perry fans have written on his website and given him, you know, not really hate mail, but mail saying that Tyler needs to recast Kim because of her stunt, her marriage stunt. It's not in correlation or, you know, with his Christian values of the movie, blah, blah, blah. Well, Tyler went ahead and he answered back on his website and said, you know what, I'm not going to recast Kim. She's a wonderful young lady, and millions of fans love her. I'll be watching the new season. Brosis?
First of all, Tyler Perry has such a loyal following of fans. It could just be, it could, like Paranormal Activity, it could just be footage of him sleeping in the bed for 2 hours, and it would make $30 million the first weekend. Okay, that's number one. They will see it. No matter what. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, leave Kim alone. She's, you know, she's not pretending. She tried to come out with a little song, the little video, but she let that blow past when people was laughing at it. She let it blow past. She's just doing her. She's just, the mom is the one. You got to get her on the show to give up some real strong game, because she is the one that's really, really working every angle and doing the thing. And I don't blame her. Go ahead and get that. Make the most of your of your popularity and just do it. Get a Tyler Perry movie. Do everything.
You know what?
Make another
talking
video.
About,
make another sex video. Do
you
that.
You just want to see her, Jaren. You just want to see her booty. Now that concludes our NBA segment of Sports Entertainment Spin. But have no fear. We still have a few minutes with Jaren George on the MIC. Now, of course, when it comes to sports and entertainment, you know, particular ball players end up with models, and, you know, those two worlds definitely blend a lot. But with that, there's temptation. And with that, people step out on people. So there is a cheating section of the sports entertainment spin that I myself am not really happy with, but unfortunately, there's been a great deal of gossip and rumors. According to Media Daily LA, a woman has a few nude pictures of Eagles quarterback Michael Vick. Yikes. This broad is from Atlanta. She's claiming she's had some sort of sexual relationship with him for 10 years. Now, Vick has been engaged to his boo, Kajafa, I know I'm saying it wrong, for a very long time. Rosa, do you believe this chick that's saying she's got nude pictures of Michael Vick?
Now, anything can be photoshopped, anything can be manipulated. You can't believe it. Everybody's an opportunist. And if she was, what happened to the good mistresses? You look at Goodfellas, they had Friday night for the mistresses and Saturday night for the wives. What, can we go back to just people knowing their place?
Wow.
Why do you have to be telling on stuff and do like that? Just do you. Come on now. It's this instant pay attention to me. Hey, look at me, society, where everybody wants to just jump up real quick and grab something, and it's no character. Whores used to have character back in the day.
Whores used to have character. Jaren George, our mother and auntie, they're listening to the show. Now, you know what? I think I want to close up Sports Entertainment on a good note. You're speaking of character, and, you know, since I couldn't find anyone about character, why don't we just talk about Kobe Bryant? All right, your boo, Kobe Bryant, is actually doing something. He's doing something in our feel-good section of the Sports Entertainment Spin. He is serving as an honorary chair of the United Way Walk,
right,
which is going to be taking place this Saturday in Exposition Park in L.A.
Annual
event, it's raising money to support, you know, some sort of solutions to end homelessness. Now, there's approximately about 100,000 people are expected to participate in the 5-kilometer walk, topping last year. It's 10,000 people. Last year, there were 6,000. They're expected 10 G's. Boom. The county's homeless population includes more than 9,000 veterans. So I can't even say anything about your beloved Kobe Bean.
Wow.
But he'll be doing something that's good. Yeah. Okay. Just finish up your opinion, and we can move on. Kobe's doing something good for once.
Okay, well, he did something good 3 times in a row, and 2 times in a row, and won the championship by himself. That's something he did good. He's a great guy.
Awkward.
He's a champion. He inspires people. He strives for excellence, as do I. That's why I connect with him. But before we end the show, Jazz, I have a breaking news scoop. Do we have time to go to this?
Now listen, you ready? I have a breaking news snippet. You ready? Go. Go.
Oh,
we have time.
What is this, the music? Breaking news. Female Field Guide, this just in. I was checking out your takeout because I care about the show and I'm dedicated to the success of the show. And I was trying to see if they posted any new naked pictures of Amber Rose, so it's a win-win. And so I was checking out the show, and I heard that this is hot off the press. Kimora and her husband, whose name I can't remember.
You are struggling. All right, listen, I'm just going to go ahead and...
No. We have to... No, this is exciting. What is his name? You know, he's African. What is his name? That should narrow it down, right?
Yeah, go on.
You know his name from Amistad, from Diamond Hansu. Kimora and Diamond Hansu supposedly are splitting up. Did you know that, Jazz?
No,
you
I
aware
didn't.
Of this?
Wow. Go on.
And, you know, I think, you know, because I work for that certain channel with the letter named, and I think that just, if anybody's seen that show, she has a very, she's one of those personalities that's always set at 10, always on fire. You know, you have to host the show. You know, sometimes you got to crank it up to 9 or 10, but in reality, you're about at a 6 or a 7 most of the time, maybe more like a 5 or 6, you know? And
so I'm
thinking maybe he just got tired. He got tired of all, one morning, he got tired of all the fabulosity and everything's great and wonderful, and one morning, he just was sick. Like, she opened up the drapes and said, come on, Diamond Hansu, she says his full name first thing in the morning. Come on, Diamond Hansu, it's time for another fabulous day. And he said, come on, enough! Enough of the fabulosity. I am done. I am tired of it. Everything
Terrible.
Is not fabulous. Everything
Terrible.
Is not fabulous. Come to reality. No, it's not terrible. I am tired of your side male assistants who dress like women who are terrified of you. I am tired of it. Kimora, explain, why would a man need to wear oak boots? Tell me, Kimora. I am done.
Dearence George, the fantastic Dearence George,
listen,
my co-host for the Sports and Entertainment Spin. Brosif, what do you have coming up this holiday season? Stand-up projects, Sports and Entertainment Spin brought to you by a fantastic DJG Productions. Tell the listeners what's going on with that, Brosif.
Well, you just said it right there, DJG Productions. That's why I actually won't be home. Hold your tears in, Jazz, for Thanksgiving, because I am out in Arizona filming a documentary for Jason Wick, who is associated with DJG Productions. He's starting he did an interview with him, a great interview. He's starting a Top Fuel drag racing team from the ground up. It's a real inspiring story. He's a family man trying to get it all together, and we're capturing all on film and just following him throughout his whole journey of getting that in touch, getting that going on. A guy who's had a dream with that for his entire life, and we're documenting it. DJG Productions for the website, for our Facebook. We're going to be posting up updates and everything like that. We're going to start a podcast, the DJG podcast, DJG Radio. We're going to be starting that up. And we're going to be talking about film. We're going to be featuring people who have independent stuff that they're trying to bring out. They're trying to get an audience. We're going to talk about ways to market yourself. You know, I just want to create a dialogue for people who are looking for outlets to get their creative stuff out there. I mean,
wonderful.
What else do you want to do?
Well, listen, Brooklyn, you're fantastic.
Right,
the fact that you won't be there for Thanksgiving, me and Jade will have to hold the comedic bridge together. But that also means that there will be at least leftovers for at least 4 or 5 days at Mama's house. So, you know.
You better
can't
go,
say
boy.
The same about Jason.
You better go, boy.
So that's how I feel about that. Another fantastic sports entertainment spin featuring my big brosive writer, comedian, actor, a part of DJG Productions in our sports entertainment spin. And Brosif, thanks for coming on the show. This, of course, is
thanks
the end of the
me.
Show. We had a little pocket show of Female Field Guide. It's raining. The holiday season's coming up. But be sure
hey, but Jazz,
catch.
You know what?
Yeah.
You know my favorite part of the segment was?
What?
Rhonda's.
You know what? Sometimes technology gets the best of us.
Works against you.
And that's what happened. Anyway, like I was saying, please, it wasn't on our side tonight, but it's all good. It was a good show, talking the topics of sports and entertainment. It was all good. We had fun talking the topics of sports and entertainment. Be sure to catch the Hump Day Happenings midweek show of Female Feel Bad. I'll be giving you my picks for the Thanksgiving. There's three games on Thanksgiving. Please do make sure you check my YouTube page, youtube.com/FemaleFeelGuide. This has been another fantastic episode. Female Feel Bad Sports and Entertainment Spin featuring my brosis. Thank you guys so much for listening in and all the support. I hope to hear from you guys on Wednesday. And if not, have a fantastic week. God bless you. This is Jasmine George signing off.
Peace.
Yeah.
Joe Bryant, assistant coach of the L.A. Sparks, also the papa of Kobe Bryant. You know, I want to say thank you for listening to the Female Feel Guide.
What's up, y'all? This is Bill Bellamy. You're listening to the Female Feel Guide. Hey, yo.
Female Feel Guide. Break your rules down so that you can get your game off. It's the Female Feel Guide.